Governor Murphy wants us to follow the science when it comes to COVID, but not everything apparently. Like, how about the New Jersey bear population? In Sparta, New Jersey, we had two families have their dogs attacked and killed by bears. The attempts by animal rights people to explain this away. That's included that, so you know the dogs probably provoked the bears. Or were they ever popular? Well, the bears were here first. We're on their land. There were some who even dismissed all of this because, it's just a couple of dogs. Sure, incidents of intrusion and contact with bears have declined over recent years, but are we now seeing a turn in that trend? Will that turn get larger and more aggressive? Well, there is a change that's being caused by only one thing. The end of all bear hunting in New Jersey by Governor Murphy, who ignored all of the science from his DEP and fish and game professionals, plus years of study, so he could finally make good on a promise back when he ran for his first term for governor to end the bear hunt in New Jersey. Animal rights crowd who profess so much love for bears and want them to thrive choose to ignore something rather important. Natural feeding sources are limited and become even more so if we have a extra dry weather spell. So when that happens, bears, that's when they start going to populated areas where there are more than just pets. There are people, including children. Well, that's okay. That's okay. You can rest because the state's going to now spend $1.5 billion on non-lethal bear management ideas. Yeah. Wonder if that's going to include mandating that you purchase, so-called bear-proof garbage cans. Which actually aren't, by the way. It's been seen time and time again. Bears learned how to pop those things open rather easily, come to think of it. As the bear population grows, what do you think is going to happen when crops at farms and your backyard garden or trees start sprouting and growing? Oh yeah, Yogi and Boo-Boo are going to be right there. And it's not just crops that will be at risk. Pets, obviously, we've seen that already. Property, since there have been many instances of bears breaking into homes and refrigerators. And do we wait for a child to be attacked by a bear and injured, or worse, before we do more? Then tell people not to put their garbage out the night before garbage day.